Yud Tes Elul, Sunday the 10th of September, Rabbi Yechiel Feiner, Arava Gzulo, the real issue and daily implications. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Nishmas, Brocha Rezel Bas Reb Osher, Baruch Aleha Shalom.
Reminded me of a theory I heard, which is connected a bit with our subject matter. The Hasidim asked him, Aaron Hakudosh, the last Belzer Rebbe, they asked him, the Rebbe says, Vidui, Yoshamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, says, we can sein, how could it be the Rebbe gazzled? And the Rebbe answered, of them zug ich tibarni doifi. We unfortunately are not on that madrega, that we can say that if we say Gozalnu, it's Dibarnu Doishvi. We're not talking about now black or white coloured gezel, where a person goes deliberately and takes something which is not his. We're not, Baruch Hashem, we're not on that level. What we are concerned about is Gzela, which is done due to lack of idea, lack of knowledge of the Metzius. We don't know always how correctly to define ownership. We don't define know who the real owner is, so it's difficult to know if we've been over on Gezel or not. The subject matter which I chose today, I'm going to speak about a little bit about our Arbis and the Arba Minim in general. And Rav Dudi, who I understand is listening to this from the Veit, he asked me, normally he asks me to speak about money. Today he asked me to speak about honey, about Rosh Hashanah, so we'll try and make everyone happy.
No money, no honey.
We'll speak about honey, we'll speak about a soygim, we'll speak about flowers, if we have time we'll even speak about avatiach. Sound interesting menu?
Yeah.
So, and we all know there's a deen that when Yom Rishon Shel Chag, one must have ownership of the Arba Saminim, it's a special din b'yom harishon. And Kiyodua, the Gemara Lulav HaGozel, asks, if you use a stolen esrog, typically, b'shem mitzvah ha'bo b'aveira, why do I have to come on to a special drasha? But l'kach t'lochem, the person is over, mitzvah ha'bo b'aveira, he's not yoytza. And when it says, according to Shmuel, he is yoytza, it's a machlek, if he is, isn't yoytza with the mitzvah ha'bo b'aveira mid-oraisa. Midrabbonon could be midrashim could be your yitzer, maybe you're not yitzer. What I in my subject in the title says, we're missing the real issue. The real issue of a lulav hagozel is not the lulav. If you are mekayim or not mekayim the mitzvah, of course that's very important. There's a much more serious issue on the agenda. That is the gzela. The person is mekayim the mitzvah, but he was a lulav hagozel. I don't think that's even if he was yitzer, I don't think that's a very good idea. Could make enough kimina, maybe somebody else could be yotze with his friend was the gazlan, he could use on the b'yom sheni, he could use the, maybe it would be for him, it's not mitzvah, blah, 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 blah. There are all sorts of combinations, but the main issue here, l'chari, is the gzula. There was a shaila which came up, not a shaila, it's a metzias, which maybe some of you are familiar with, and maybe some of you are not aware of the implications of this. In most shul in Eretz Yisrael, during the Chol HaMoed Sukkos, l'moshel, they have either outside the shul, maybe in the back of the shul, they have a big carton of pre-packed arabas. I have it here in England as well, I imagine. Usually things we have in Israel, you have it 20 years later. So, now, how does it work? You have a little box there. It says you mustn't take without no credit. Put in your money in the box. Whatever, how much is it? £2 a packet? And you take your arabas, and you daven mincha. Fine, Chol HaMoed. Because you want to be mahadir to have fresh aravis every day, as every day, lechatchila is on akiv, but lechatchila you want to be mahadir. So you take these aravis, and then when you come out of shul, you see that there's a new carton of aravis. A new carton. So you've got, you look at your aravis, okay, the ones, the new ones are much nicer. So what do? Zeh chalifasi, zeh tmerosi. You make a for exchange. What is shlech with them? If the balabas is maskim, there's no problem with that. If the balabas is not theirs, he invariably isn't. He's busy giving out his cartons around all the shul and making his money, right? Therefore, there's nobody here to be mevata and to be moichel And there's a very serious issue here. Because the Arava, if you've purchased the Arava and you give it back without the permission of the Moicha, what are you doing? You can't make a Kinyan Chalipin without the Da'as HaMakom. So what do you do? You're putting in your Aravas, you're taking out other Aravas without paying for them. You can't pay for them, you don't know what the vendor is masking to it. And besides the fact that you yourself may be using an Arava HaGzula, another problem is you might be machshil, the next person who actually takes them, he might be using your Arava, which even if you never gave it back on Manasseh, you can have the other one. That was the claim. It's not pasha that he can be yotze. Could be the vendor, if everything gets sold, then he's a mechil mafreya. Helps to make it oistulif a gozl. If I steal a luluf, and then afterwards the bal a luluf, he's moichel, will it become oistulif a gozl? It's a shayla. We're not going to give tshuvas on that. But al kolpani, what we see here is a person who does this lechera, harmless, innocent act of changing ground to their obviously angry. He wants to be mahavi, he wants to be even nicer thing. So the hidur is nishta zagris the hidur. There are other implicate things which come out from this type of
shayla.
He might not be Yotze because who's our Arabist if he buy? Who's our Arabist if he buy?
The first one
gave
it back.
The first one gave it back, it's true, but he didn't. But his giving back wasn't a giving back. It wasn't the chal.
He's been paid.
It could be his moichel, but Mishasi, he didn't take one Arabist, he took 10 sets of Arabist, all his 10 kids. And he took one of the 10, the other 9 stayed there. So the moichel's not masking to return all his chayra. I don't know if you've ever been in Bnei Brak in Erev Shabbos, in Mafiat Vizhnitz, the big hiddur to take the last oven which comes, if you take challahs out, and by the time you go out the shop, there's already a new oven which is 10 minutes fresher. Oh, it's all covered Shabbos Kodesh, Muvan, but... Anyway, let's go weiter.
He was menadav his own arovas that he bought before, so he's given them back into the
kitchen. Yeah, but he's given it back. So who's he giving it back? For you give me, I'm interested in the arovas which have been lying and you done the langish manessa, the thing, and it's been in the heat. Mine was in the cool outside. And the arovas he gave me back, and I'm not interested in the back. So he hadn't bought it. He bought it from who did he buy it from? He bought it. I'm not telling you about that. I'm telling you that it could be a problem. But that's not our issue here now. What's worrying us now is that people do it's a harmless act, and he could chas v'shalom be mekalkel his mitzvah. He's over on gezel in yomim noroim. The slichas is every day slichas is a vidui. The climax of yom noroim is yom kippur, and the climax of yom kippur is ne'ilah. What do you say ne'ilah? After all, when mitzamtem all the viduis which you said all the way through the. Through the Yemei Aslichas, and it sums it to one thing: Leman Nechtal Yoeshek Yodeim. Because Gezel, no, we're not talking about people who go into somebody else's. Gezel is Mekatrin Berosh, Dramabu. Again, we're not talking about deliberate Gezel, we're talking about unintentional Gezel. And we have to understand that many years ago, a person, he wanted to go and buy an item, he went to the market, he wanted to buy oranges. He didn't go to there and take oranges off the shelf and put it in his trolley and go to the thing. It was a completely different thing. He used to go to the shuk in the open market, he used to ask the vendor, please give me 10 oranges, and the guy used to take it and put the stone on the thing and weigh and everything, and that's how it was done. There was optimum contact between the koina and the makna, and that's how he bought the product. Today, we have a totally different situation. Today, you know that all the shopping, all the clothes retailers are closing down, and they're moving to the retail. Now even the shopping malls. Now even the shopping malls now are struggling. Now it wouldn't be for our noshim to come here. They would long close down. Why? Because now we've got new trends of purchase. It's called Mashikarim B'Dinah Seinu online. People buy online. It means there's very little contact. So you can walk into a shop today with nothing in your hands, and you can walk out with a trolley full of goods. And I don't mean shoplifting. How does that happen? You go, everything today has got a barcode, you've got even self-checkout. You go to the self-checkout, the computer scans and reads the barcode, and it debits your credit card, and it's fine. You don't have no contact with anyone. Now, in order to define ownership, we have to know, you have, maybe I'll use the Lashon of the Rambam, there's three main components in transferring ownership. One is a Maisa Kinyan, the second is Das Makne, And the third is Das Koyma. And all of those three things are somewhat flexible. It means we know we need a Maisakinyan, that's how the Torah Shulchan Aruch passing Zalocha, we need a Maisakinyan, but we know that there are exceptions. Rashi, the Chari is Chaylikum at all. Rashi says, and learns it Lalocha, we see that the Munuk is a Chavanish, that the Gemara in Kedushin says, Hein Hein Hadvorim Hanikmin Ba'amira. It's talking about when the two Tzadim and the Chotanim are speaking about things and they say, against Hanot, they agreed to be Mishnadech one with the other, so they're also making all the other things they speak about, the Madunya, v'chule, v'chule. Where's the Maisa Kinyan? Isn't the Maisa Kinyan? So there's different shittas how to be Mazbe, those who say, you always need the Maisa Kinyan. Rashi learns that you don't need a Kinyan. You do not always need a Kinyan. It's a very interesting Chazanish. It says, behold that we do need a Kinyan. How does it work? So the Chazanish learns Pshat. The Maisa Kinyan is a Gilui Das, not because the Kinyan is what pearls the actual transaction. The Maisa Kinyan is a Gilui Das that they were masking. It's a chiddush, but that's how the Chazanish learns Pshat. Anyway, Mashin Ogeli in your name.
The online shopping wouldn't be here.
Sorry? We're not coming to online yet. Oh my God. Let's stay offline at the moment. So we need a Maisa Kinyan, L'chayra, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Then we need also Das Makne. Das Makne means I have to have a Rotzen to think. We see the exceptions to that as well. Where the exceptions to Das Makne? The Moshel, if I sell your chometz, so we know, we're using Umdana. Umdana is really the key word for a lot of these shilas here. Remind me, what would you want? You would not want to have the chometz in your Rishus. B'knisas Pesach at Seisman Isso Adman Abim. Therefore, we can be mevata. We can waive your Das Makne because the umdan is that you have your Das Makne. Now the Das Makne it's not imperative. It's just a way of knowing that you really wanted it. But if we know you really wanted it without the Das Makne, that will also work. Then we've got Das Koyna. Das Koyna, a person normally wants, but sometimes we can work with Zochin Lamashal, with Tchia. Or whether it works with Tom Chotzim, it's different, I'm not going into all the numbers of it now, but how does you see there, you can be Mevata on the Kinyan, for a cotton, the Moshel. You want to be Mezaka to a cotton. So we use Das Acheres Maknaloi, it's also another way to learn it. The cotton finds in the Tzir, there's no Das Acheres, so that's Chazal on the second, Mishum Dark Shalom, but Al Kopanim, those three things, Kinyan, Maisa Kinyan, and Das Makne, and Das Koine, those are the three basic components which are required in order to transfer by ownership from Reuven to Shimon. That's the cloud. We've also got different levels of marketability. That means when we're trying to make an umdana, was the koina not mechaven to make the kinyan? We have to. Sometimes we've got unknowns. No marshal. I'll take a case said about Esrogim. Or maybe I'll start with another case, a more interesting case. A case of flowers. So we'll speak about flowers. Or maybe we'll speak about flowers in a minute. Let's go to Avatiach, that's more interesting. A person goes into the supermarket and he takes down, you know, he's there, all the today people could all have stiff necks, you know. You know why they have a stiff neck, okay?
I'm sharing with.
No, they're listening to their GPS, what's put into the cart. So they go and he puts in his avatiach into the cart, and he pushes it towards the pay till, and somebody else comes, he's also like this, there's no avatiach left on the shelf. So what does he do? He goes to your push cart, takes it out and pushes it in his push cart. Anything wrong with that? Morally it's not right. Maybe it's only a mahapach b'charara. Can he do it or not? Why is it Geneva? Who does it belong to? Does it belong to the supermarket? Or does it belong to the koina? First koina is called Reuven, second one is called Shimon.
You're a
koina
Meshicha.
You can't be a koina Meshicha, you should say. You can't be a koina. You can burn a hagbon, not with a Meshicha. Sorry? Hagbon, okay, where was the Das Makne? You say hagbon, it's fine. Okay, I'll go along with you. Hagbon, you were koina it. So that means it's, can you change your mind then afterwards? You can be, your wife, the phone rings on the other phone. Yes, you're going like that.
Back,
sorry?
You can put it back.
What? It's yours.
It's not yours, sir.
Right, so it's not yours, sir. Why can't I take it? If it's not yours, why can't I take it?
It's got to be good. It's got to be my choice.
now let's go to, this is for Abdudian's because he's not here, but he's listening. A jar of honey. You take a jar of honey and you put it in the trolley, and you were not, let's say you moved it down the shelf, shouldn't be any problems with that, and it broke. Who's chayev?
You are.
You are, why are you chayev? No, leave out mazik. Mazik is chayev, nothing to do with
it.
No, but let's say he wasn't mazik, let's say he was niskal, let's say he tripped, when he's doing niskal, the halacha is niskal, enoi pesher, he's not a mazik. He'll only be chayev midin achrayis. He didn't like him. Okay. He's a moment, but if he's already bought it.
He hasn't bought it.
So then why can't I take it from your tray, from your trolley?
There's a convention. Huh? There's a convention that something in my tray, in my trolley.
So you're learning umdimus. That's what the balabas would want. That's the stomach that they're in. You have to know when.
He doesn't mind if you put it back.
Alright, so Omen, supermarket. You come to the tray, this is the Benish Chai's shop. You come to the checkout, and it's not one of these big ones, it's a small guy, like a regular greengrocer. Greengrocer says, well, you got avatiach for 1 minute? I'm sorry, I can't sell that to you. His wife is also wants to say avatiach, the last one in the shop. Can the sender, can the Meicha say, I don't want to sell it to you anymore?
Not yet.
Huh?
Yes.
You can say it, you can't.
Yes,
of course you can. You're all right and you're all wrong. It depends. It depends on the matter. You have to see a minute. Can you not say if it belongs to the person who's got it in his push cart, so then nobody else can take it. If it belongs to Mukharius Khai Ben Orton or Nizakim. So we have to know who, and of course it makes a big enough community like Abi Gezel. Who is the owner of it? To make enough community like Abi Kedushin. If somebody's in the Kaddish with something which is not his, the Kedushin are not Chal. A lot of nafkiminas of the Balabais wants to be maktishit. All nafkiminas, where it is. The other interesting shayla which I want to share with you, hope we'll manage to get to it. This is an interesting shayla which we did have a uvda. There's a certain store near where we live, a supermarket. They have outside the shop an Erev Shabbos, big buckets. Inside the buckets are, not Arovas, bunches of flowers. Each bunch of flour costs, let's say, 30 shekel. Kavua, half an hour before the store shuts, they rise and say, a special offer, 1+1. You buy one bunch, get the second one free. What do all the chachamim do?
Take it down before.
They come 45 minutes before. Oh, yes, you know the trick. They come 45 minutes before, nobody's announced anything. They put into their trolley two bunches of flowers. Each one costs, 30 shekel. And when they come to the checkout, you like the idea, okay? They come to the checkout and they pay only 30. It's mutter, it's osa, so you have to pay 60, they have to pay 30. And what happens if that week the flowers are in big demand, he doesn't sell it at 1+1. Then he runs back 5 minutes before the store closes and he puts it back. Morally, for sure, it's not like a tchila, that's for sure. The shayla is, al pi halacha, how will it work, if it'll work? The Gemara talks about, it's a well-known Gemara, we're not going to go into the whole sukkah of the Gemara. The Gemara appears also in Baba Basa, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara also appears in Nedarim, Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about, so read the Gemara. Amar Shimon halokech kli min ha'uman levakrei v'nenas. He takes a kli, means he buys it, gives him money, makes a kinyan, he buys it from an uman, in order to, wants to check it out, see if it's good. Let's convert this to our esrog because it'll help us for all sorts of results. He buys an esrog, but he says, before I take the esrog, I want to show it to an uman. Means the rov. He should tell me if it's a shein esrog, nishkan shein esrog. V'ne'enas biyodei. Ne'enas means it wasn't his fault. It was ne'enas. Let's say he slipped. We said niskalenu pesher. He slipped in the street, and what happened to the pitam? It fell off. I see you know the story. Right. The pitten fell off. And Lemaise, it was Mizbarad Eshug, was a mamsha, a shenkak from an Eshug, but the Eshug's puzzled now. What's the din? It says Shmuel, Alukech, Klimina Uman, Levakre, Vene'en Asbiodoi, Chayev. Shmuel says he's Chayev. That's the digo Shmuel. Now, the Gemara will skip all the Gemara in the middle of the Shaklevataria. The maskana of the Gemara is that the case is talking about this kli was what's called zvina charifa. There are three types of zvina. Zvina charifa means it's hot, sells like hot cakes. It's a very sharp, like, it's a very, very popular, very saleable object. Everyone wants them. Esrogim if you're talking about, you know, the stories you have of the Gedolei Yisrael from 60, 70 years ago, there are Meisei Nefesh because there was one Esek with the whole shtetl, that you could say is Zvina Charifa. Today, could be that it's not Zvina Charifa. That's something, again, we have to use Umdan and know the Metzias, but today to find Esregim, Zichet to find Esregim, Shem is not a problem, but Esregim Mehudorim, you can clear yes. The other extreme, sorry?
You pay
for money, you pay everything, right. The other extreme is, instead of the Zvina Charifa, you've got what's called Zvina Derame Alape. And Ivrit, there's a slang that says Alapanim. It means it's a very, very difficult item to sell. The Meicha has problems selling it. The Shregim, who needs a Shregim? For the Moshel, an Erev Sukkos, they have all these Shukim, they sell the Shregim in the box by the weight almost. It doesn't matter, Yemud and Nishmuhuda, that is when the market is. It's very, very difficult to sell them. So the two extremes are when something is very saleable, and that the Gemara calls here for the Sugi and Adorim, it's also Baba Basa, is that's called Hanoas HaKoine. The Koine is the one who is Nene, more from it than the Moicha, because the Moicha will have no problem selling this item. The other extreme is, you can have dairy products which the expiry date is another 2 or 3 days. The Moicha is desperate to get rid of his chayra. If you go to Shuka Carmel in the morning, they sell 10 shekel a kilo for tomatoes, and even they throw it into the sea. When it comes to the end of the sale event, it's called Rami Arape, and therefore the Moicha, he's the one who's desperate to get rid of it. And we judge, according to this material, of how saleable the object is. The Gemara says, the Mishnah over there says, it's talking about the middle case, where it's not the Charife and not the normal case. And the interesting thing is, Shulchan Aruch brings these two extremes and doesn't discuss what the Din is in Tiasa, which is a bit of a problem for us, because most of our things are probably somewhere in between those two extremes. Anyway, what they get to us is, we've got two extremes here. We've got Zvina Charifa and Zvina Derame Alape. Zvina Charifa means it's very, it's a Hanos HaKoyim, it's a very, very saleable object. Those are the two extremes. The halacha. The halacha. The mechaber says, "And no till kli mibeis uman al manos levakri, im hayu demek tzuvim domav tzuvim venenas biyodei chayev shehoil v'domav tzuvim meis shekbiu nase brishusay." Shachanach siman reish seif yudalef. Just to make a kinyan hagbar, kadeliknis. It's kulay, via isachev tanimka, choviv ala lekeach. Chavis says a few tonight. Choviv ala lekeach, choviv ala lekeach, did I say something wrong? Choviv ala lekeach is the same as Zvina Charifa. It means the lekeach is desperate, he wants to buy this object, he needs this esrik, he wants it, and the meich has got no problem selling it. And the money is fixed mirosh. It's not like the esrog that he sells, like he sees the guy come over there and he looks at your nose and decides the price. They're talking about now a fixed price. In Shmita is probably an easier example, because they have closed boxes of esrogim, and the esrog's got on a fixed price. Anyway, this kli has gotten a fixed price. It says how much it costs, and according to that price, the person that was magbia, he did the hagbah, and he took the esrog and he said, look, I'm not buying it 100%. Why not? Because I want to show it to the Rav. I want to see what he has to say about it. Or this kli here, I want to show it to an Uman. He'll tell me if this kli is worth what you're charging for it. In that case, what's he done better? Well, try and limit and set it. He really has made, he's made a good kinyan. The product is his, but he's made a tnai. The tnai is that I actually want it in the end, which is totally on what the mumcha will tell me, what the Rav will tell me if it is or isn't a kosher esrog. That is the tnai in it. But a meister, that's how the Kilas Yaakov learns, the kinyan really was now, but it was a kinyan al tnai. If a person bought it without any tnai, that means he was magbir, he went to the store, it's going back, we'll try and catch up, we have to get to our destination here. Person went into the shop and he bought, he was magbir, let's say, something, avatiach. He knows he wants it, he's got no choice, he can't come home without it. When he was magbir it, he had no intention not to buy it. He's pushing his cart, he's going towards the trolley, and then he gets another phone call. He don't need avatiach, we've been invited out. What happened here? B'shas he was magbia, he had complete intention to be koiner. So we've got there das, koiner. B'shas hagbar. We've got maisa kinyan. Hagbar works b'shus ha-moicha. We've got a hagbar, and we've got a maisa kinyan. And we've also got Das Machne. Why? Because the person who's putting all his goods out to sale. So the halacha will be in such a case, kimat vaday, if we're talking about an item which is very, very saleable, zmina harifa, there's only one avatich left and everyone's fighting over it, the balabos, with the Reuven and Shimon, so that lechara, it mamish belongs to him, and he'll be chayv lekimat mamish midin koina. It's machlek sushenim. So two sugis between the Dorim and Basa, when you say, when you say over here the din that is Shmuelzin is chayv ba'insin, if he's chayv ba'insin midin loikach, that's how Rashi and a lot of Rishonim learn, or chayv midin shoyl, it'll be enough commit. If he's chayv midin shoyl, the balabais can be still be makdishit. But so the main nafkamina for us will be, if he's a shoyl, then the koine can still be chayza. I'm borrowing it, I'm not borrowing it. I'm talking about until he actually makes a decision to buy it. But that's talking about when he makes a decision to buy it because he hadn't decided yet. But now, if a person has made a decision, I'm going to buy it. And then he changed his mind afterwards because he comes to the cash to the cash till and he sees there's a long line and says, I'm not waiting here, I'll find an excuse, I'll tell my wife it wasn't Avatiach. There, he's changed his mind, he's gone back, he's reversed. So the klalim will be like this. If we're talking about a zvina harifa, something which is a hot seller, and the koina intends to be koina it, and he's magbia it, and he puts it into his pushcart, and then he takes it to the till, it's his. If he changes his mind, lemaisa, he really, lechayra, would need to have the rishus of the moicha to change his mind, because the kinyan is already chal, all that's missing, he has to pay for it. It's true there was a tanai that the moicha would say, if you don't pay me for it, then I'm a vatal the kinyan. But that's a tanai, he has to be mekayim the tanai. If a person owes money, to borrow his money, he owes it, he has to pay it. If he doesn't pay it, so then, but in lemaisa he owes money, he took something on credit, but he has to pay for it. The interesting is that we're talking about this regim, when we said that Dvar Torah Mois Koines, we know, Chazal Mamasakin, Mishim Zer Shem Yom Lunisifu Chitecho Valio, Chazal Mamasakin, that you need also another Maisa Kinyan. But the Achroinim Kleah, Chakira, it's very interesting, Chakira and Mishnebura's Paskins, it's Choshish Lahaloch in the Chakira. When Chazal Mamasakin, that you need also Kinyan besides Kinyan Momen, was it Pshadu Mafkia, the Kinyan Momen, Midoraisa, which works, it doesn't work at all now, and you can only be koina thing. Or Chatzis Deva Moisif, another one. Nafkamina will be if a person will be koina Arabamina, will be koina Esrig, without making a Maisa Kinyan. They'll tell the Secha, leave it in Shul. And on Yontef, you can't make a Kinyan, put it in Mogen Avram, only for the Matan Al Masasas. Not possible you can make a Kinyan. But anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you take Arabamina on credit, if you take Arabamina on credit, you haven't actually paid for them, You've made a kinyan hagbom, sheikh, whatever kinyan you made. So, midaraisa, it could be you want kind of these arba minim. Because you have to pay also with money. That's tanur and the chakira if chazal were mafkia kinyan moment or not. Now, Lachal Mishnah Berurah says it works, it's the hidu you should do it.
Because it's credit card as well.
Credit card's a different shayla. Credit card's a different shayla, but minasam credit card, Reb Nissen holds credit card, checks all these things, it's like money, mamish.
So, you haven't paid for it.
You have paid. You haven't paid the bank. The bank's paid him. You owe the bank, not the vendor. So it works credit card. It's better if you want to be mad to pay. Sorry.
The bank takes 3 days to pay. You haven't paid.
That's not my problem. You are asking to take this as a shabbat kesef. It's not a din of shabbat kesef. Okay, it's a shir b'fnei atzmo. But you're right. It's not poshut. The Mishnah Berurah just says that if you want to be Mahada, you should pay in full for the thing. Because maybe, that's clear, if somebody has money which is his, a chifes, he buys a ring from a silver merchant, for a gold merchant with Kinyan Mashicha, and he says to the guy, I'll pay you sometime. He hasn't paid for it, your credit. And he's a Mekadosh woman. Midin Tari, he wasn't coining it. Midrabon, but all the Nesivas, all the Achrinim say that if Chazal and Masakin, even if we did Hefka based in Hefka, it becomes yours. You have the money and the Kedush Nechal. No sveikas about it. Just I'm telling you the potential area. And let's go Leinyon Leinyon. We're talking now about defining ownership when it moves from one to the other. We've got here a klal. If it's a Zvina Charifa, something which is a hot seller, then if it's a hot seller, you're going to have to, and you make a Maisa Kinyan on it, that constitutes a Kinyan, and the Meicha cannot be Chayza, and the Koina can't be Chayza Lechayra. And the only reason, what's the only heter for the koine putting it back on the shelf, like you said, is because we've gone umdana. That's what it says in the Mishnah Alochos. He's got a svari, he says, we've gone umdana, mistoma, or nashak, he's got, min asvari, he says, that the the owner of the store is not interested in being too rigid and too thing, because people will be scared to come into his store. You know, they're going to get into shut their own hand, they'll find there's other stores to buy from. But Be'ikar Din, you would need reshus from the moicha in order to return the goods back to the shelf. But one thing, and that's brought also in the pasuk we bring it, and said it's a double poshut, if you take something from the shelf and you're allowed to put it back, if you don't put it back in the right shelf, that's mamish gezel. That's cloth. You take something which you made a kinyan on it, and you want to put it back, dump it down because you see you don't need it anymore, put it in the wrong place. Besides being a mazik to the store owner, they have in some places, you have when you come to the till, they have like a basket for returns, and that's part of the apparatus. Fine. But if somebody takes something, just drops it, doesn't want it, takes even dry goods, which don't get spoiled, he takes a packet of tissues and he remembers, oh, we've got it in our chadaf nishtodin, and he leaves it in another place in the middle of the vegetable racks. Smamish, he was cutting it, and he without the reshus of the umdina said the balabais is masking, he could just dump it anywhere in the store. He pays people to make a save in the store, not to be in the vulgar.
But
it's
other items are the same thing to buy.
Yeah? Sorry?
But people can buy other items of the same thing.
Buy
other items of that same thing in their right place. So it hasn't caused a...
No, I mean, if I'm looking for tissues, and I see no tissues on the shelf, I have to start looking around in the oranges shelf to see if maybe somebody dumped a packet of tissues there. I won't buy, I'll buy in another store.
Jar of honey broke.
Sorry? Oh, let's come to the jar of honey. This is for the Dudinsky. Now, the jar of honey. I specially said, you took the jar of honey, you moved it down into your trolley. Not you picked it up. Why?
You lifted up, you
need it. I said, no. I said, you took it down from the top shelf.
Right.
And then you slipped. I said, you still did that. Even though they are shifted to hold, the Maaseh HaGbor, we know that the Halacha HaGbor, you need Gimel Tfachim to take it out of Lavud, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Achizah Bayad, one Tefach is also enough.
But this is the Derech.
The Derech doesn't make it into Maaseh HaGbor. There is another Svarah to say why it's Kikin, it's brought in the Chum. The Nesivus has got another Svarah why it might work even if you put it down. The Minas Tam, there's no Maaseh Kinyan without a HaGbor. So if you took the honey down, and we're presuming the honey is Zvina Kharifa. Before Rosh Hashanah, probably like honey is like a hot seller, and then whatever amount the stall bring in, he'll manage to sell it. That's Minas Tam. So if you take this down and put it into your shelf, if you say that you haven't made the kinyan because you didn't do a hagbor, and then it got broken through onus, it'll be potter. But if you picked it up, you had every intention of buying it, and you were happy with the price, you saw the price written on it, so it's Zvina Kharifa. And the Mechir is Kotsuv. It says that the thing, how much a sticker on the label, costs £2 for the jar, you put it in your thing, you've done it, and you're going to the pushcart, it's yours. You have to pay him, that's a tzmai in the kinyan, but it's yours. So therefore, you're going to be completely achrai for any nezak. I mean, if somebody will come and take it from my trolley and walk out the shop with it, I have to pay for it, because I've already done the maaseh kinyan. You could be kohen b'hagbor, you can't do mashikh, all the other kohenim don't work in rishus ha-moicha. But hagbor does work. So halacha, hagbor works in rishus ha-moicha. So if I'm madbia the honey, and I intend to buy it, I have no intention not to buy it, it's mamish. Let's go back to our flowers,
because
I
see breaks, that. It's his.
Sorry?
So if it breaks, yeah. It's his.
Yeah, but I think so. So it's got enough kohen. The whole tzad, it'll be a shayel, isn't shayach here. He's not a shayel.
You've got to pay.
Sorry?
You've
got to pay.
Did you say that if the other person stole the honey and paid for it at the checkout?
No, the other person stole the honey and paid it. The honey walked out the shop without paying for it.
Shop without paying
for it. I have to pay for the tzad adim. If it's mine, the same as if it broke. I'm an onus.
You say Yana Zaganov, but if he doesn't pay for it, then I have to pay for it.
If something which belongs to you breaks, who has to pay for it?
Yeah,
nobody's going to pay back for it. It's yours. If it's yours, you're responsible. Even for owner's gomel, it's yours. It could be that we've got today that all these big stores, they've got special policies, that if something breaks, they have like with their suppliers, they have a certain leeway. So that might be a limud schus on it. Anyway, let's go to the flowers. So see, that's the one which interested you most. You bought those flowers at the entry to the shop. We'll come back to the asterisk at the end. Let's finish off with Agromini. You bought the flowers. Now, when Bishas, you put the flowers in your trolley. Did you have das to be kohen?
Yeah.
No.
Two.
You had das to be kohen if there'll be certain cases. Like, you're going to show it to the tag, you're going to show it to the expert. And I'm not telling you it's morally right, but when you took two pats of flour, you had no intention of paying 60 shekel for it. So there's no mechir kotzev either. Even though it says 30 shekel, as far as you're concerned, it's not. Mechir kotzev means that is a measure, that's a measuring stick to know, a yardstick to know that I had das kohen, I intended to buy it. I was mukhan to pay for it 60 shekel for two bunches of flowers. I wasn't. Lefach. I wanted to only. Was it right? Maybe I was mazik to the balabais that he could have sold them for two of these bunches. Ulai. Not telling you it's morally right. But those are the rules in an epic story. You have to put things into your card and have to decide. Once you have already decided you definitely want it and you made the Maisakinyan, then you're going into the danger area of Gezel if you give it back without the explicit permission of the Matnev. That is those are the parameters. The Esug, the person took the Esug and it's bit and fell. We said, what's the din? That's going to depend again very much if we say Esug is Zvina Kharifa, if it's a hot sale or not. If it's a hot sale, and the Mechir was Kotzu, L'Chayra, if he went together, that's brought in the Pasim, if he went together with the vendor to the Rav, it might be a din of Baal Avimai. Maybe. But if he went himself and he went to the vendor and it broke and he'd already intended to buy it, he has to give it back. And not only that, the interesting Shaila, Mishnah Melech brings Maram Mid, something to leave you with, a Geshmaka Lomdas here. That Tamaram Mit says that then if you steal a korban from your shor, you only have to pay back. You're not mechuyev to pay back the same thing. Why? Because the klapei gavoyah, Baruch Shalom, is you put your money, you bought your shor, the Baruch Shalom is happy also with the Baruch Shalom. So Maram Mit wants to bring a raya. If you stole an esrog, which was a tzatzke, $100 esrog. Maybe you can give up an essay which is kosher lebracha. Why not? So there's a business that's not as an afkimina. Because here you here's a mammalistic afkimina. No, kosher lebracha is kosher lebracha. It's true. But it's got an erech, it's got a shavis. Something which is already gavoya, it's already in kochim, it's already gone past the thing, it's got no shavis in dini mammalis. But essay's got a shavis of dini mammalis, and therefore it's shaykh, all the things. So you'd have to give back, but not only that, an afkimina, if we say it's Shoyal or Kona, Mechalitz for Shoyal, it will also be an Afkimina, how he pays it. If he took it a week before Sukkos, the value of the Esrog then was, let's say, $200. Now, by the time he goes to the Rav and he comes back, and let's say the Nezik happened, he took it to the Rav 2 days before Sukkos, it was only worth $60. So if you say that it was his Midin Kona, so you go back to the time when he actually made the Agbar, and he has to pay back $200. If, however, you say he's got a din of Shoyal, according to Zushoinim, then he had all that, but he only pays from the time of the Nezik, and he'll pay only 60.